service, man, I got to fly. Here we go. Let's go right to the Word today. We're in a little series called, and will be our last sermon today in this series in the book of Colossians. One way, one truth, one life. Say that with me. One. One more time. One. Guys, as a follower of Christ, you can sometimes think you're spiritual when you're not, and that you're being loving when you're not. There's one thing you can't bend on, guys. There's one way, there's one truth, and there's one life. And that's Jesus. Amen? God had one son. His name was who? Okay, pretty clear. Okay? Even the story is pretty well known. Amen? He was born of a what? Virgin. Remember, we call that holiday what? Christmas. Can we not sell out on the one way, one truth, one life thing of Jesus here? Can we, you know, and we call Easter, you know, Easter's because He what? Rose from the dead. Can we stay so solid it ain't even funny right there? Amen. Say that we believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Where'd we get that idea? Well, right out of the Bible. Amen. For God so loved the world that He gave His, say it with me, only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then Jesus Himself said, I am the way, the life, the truth. Truth, life. Okay, let's do it right. I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Amen. So, ever since Christianity began, Jesus died, He resurrected. Ever since it started, somebody's been trying to change it. Amen? And Satan ain't dumb enough to necessarily throw it all out. Always works better. Heresy always works better if you can keep some and add some false teaching to it and mix it all in a pot and make it some gobbledygook. Well, that sounds sort of right. Amen. Amen. Come on. And Paul had to deal with this. That's what the book of Colossians is largely about. And we've talked about it in a couple of weeks. So now let's finish it up today with the prescription for what? Rejecting heresy. The prescription for rejecting heresy. Okay, we want you today to take this pill. We want you to get this shot today. Amen. To reject any other religion that teaches there's any other way other than Jesus. Why? So we can be unkind? So we can act like we know it all? No! Because that's what the Bible says! You understand? I've had Jesus tell me a few times in my life, Gary Clark, you sure are more spiritual than I am. I'm serious. The Bible will say something, and we'll try to make it say something else, or we'll try to be a little more loving or something. When God says, you know what, the most spiritual thing you can do is do what I said. You understand? That's the most spiritual thing you can do. Yeah, but you know they're nice, and yeah, good, love them. Love them. But don't compromise the truth. Amen. Yes or no? Okay? I'm supposed to hate people that don't believe like we do. But since when have we got to be the ones jumping ship and bailing when we're the ones with the truth? See, guys, we don't have to cut somebody's head off if they don't believe. We don't have to do that. We can love them and walk in truth and win people to Christ. You listening or not? Our message is the winning message. Our message is the winning message because it's the truth, guys. It's based on the Word of God. God's Word will abide forever. Amen. So, no compromise. So if you're looking for fellowship church, yeah, but they love people. Yeah, love the tar out of them. Amen. I'm not going to change the truth. Amen. It was the truth that set me what? Free! Oh, but now I'm going to go into bondage again by believing something. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Say, ain't happening. Let's go with the message now. Let's get the shot. Let's get the pill. Here we go. How can I beat this sucker right there called heresy? The word heresy is an opinion, belief, or teaching that is in direct opposition to what the Word of God says. So this is a prescription for heresy. Heresy is nothing new. We saw it clearly in chapter 2 of Colossians, Satan's tactics. Here's Satan's tactics for heresy, for getting you or other people to believe and be trapped into false religion. Enticing words. Philosophy, that means if something sounds good. Philosophy and vain deceit. Okay, it sounds smart. Really, it is appealing to my vanity, to my pride. Satan uses traditions. I've seen people, and I deal with this. This is what I do for a living. People will deny the clear teaching of the Word of God because the church taught them this way, but that way is in direct opposition to what the Bible said. Yeah, but Grandma did it, and Granddaddy did it. And it's hard for me to argue with that. Here's some more enticing words. Look at that. That's all right. He always throws that extra in there. Amen? Legalism. Satan uses this, a list of rules, which really are rules that we keep many times that elevate us over other people, that make us look better than other people, guys. Did you know it's never been about you or me being elevated? We're here to carry our cross. We're here to serve the Lord. We're here to be a witness. We're here to be salt and light. Amen? And then one day, He's going to take us home. Amen. Yeah, good. That's good. Amen. That's the plan. Now, He's already elevated. Amen? He's at the right hand of God the Father, ever living, making intercession for you and me. But right now, it's not about you and me. It's not about you and me coming up with some rules and looking down on other people if they don't keep the rules. Listen, it's about Jesus. It's about God gave His one and only Son, Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, you shall have everlasting life. That's the message. It's about us loving. Okay? Mysticism. Okay, Satan, this is another tactic. Something spooky. Christian people will just jump ship in a heartbeat if somebody that can tell them some spooky story. Ooh, last night I died and I went to heaven. Oh, really? Tell me about it. Well, why don't you read the Bible? You can tell all kinds of good stuff about heaven in the Bible. Yeah, but I like Fred's version. You hear me or not? You know I'm telling the truth. I was somewhere last week and saw Jesus. There He was. I mean, really? Come on, guys. Are you hearing me? Okay, or stars. Ooh, or whatever. Come on. Satan is a what? Some of us are scared to say that. Say it again. Satan is a liar. How many he lied to you? Can I see that? How many he lied to you and helped you screw up your life? Can I see your hand? Yet I'm going to follow him. I'm going to listen to him over the word of the living God. No, sir. Ain't happening. And when I do it, it's me that's doing that. It's me that's wrong. It's not the Bible. It's not that I don't have the truth. You're listening today. Come on. Satan's the enemy of the gospel and of the church of Jesus Christ. And it's even funny about that sometimes. He's the ultimate what? Pervert. Perverting. Twisting. That's amazing to me. We put our eyes on people. And when somebody, you know, gets bent out of shape with the church or something like that. Oh. Did you not know we have an enemy? Say, you know why you don't? Because you don't read the Bible. You obviously don't. We have an enemy, the adversary, that goes around about as a roaring what? Is that a little kitty cat? Hi, little kitty cat. Seeking whom he may what? Yeah. By the way, my son has a dog named Gordo. So Gordo came to live at the house. Okay? Well, I got an old dog named Oreo. He's 12 years old. Oreo looks like he can be messed with. Gordo's about 3 years old, got bulldog in him, all kind of stuff. Looks like a dog you don't want to mess with. Well, Gordo thought he had the looks and tried to mess with my dog who didn't look too good. And Oreo about took his face off. Don't mess with Oreo. I mean, he might look like he just, it's okay. It'll be all over him. Let me say something to you. Satan might, it's not good to play around with other faiths, other thinking. I'm telling you guys, we can any thinking, any other religion can be challenged. That's fine. Let them challenge what we believe. But don't you sell out. Y'all hear me today? Okay, I know I'm going a little crazy on you. Satan's all about what? Getting you to doubt. God's all about truth. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My word, then you are My disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. You shall be free. Amen. The Son therefore shall make you free. You shall be what? Free indeed. Why do I need to go over here? I am free and I want to stay free. Could you say that with me? I am and I want to stay. It's funny how many people talk about America, but you don't see them leaving. Say it again. Come on, back it up. I am, and I want to stay. One more time. I am, and I want to stay. Don't forget what freed you up. It was Jesus. It was the gospel. But so often, then we start, Paul says this, "What you ran well. What hindered you? You were running so good. What got you so kooky and now you're over here?" Don't forget what made you free. Jesus. Amen? One way, one truth, one life. I want to know the truth and I want to reject heresy. Amen? The prescription for rejecting heresy. How are we doing, Raj? I told you it's going to be rough. We're in bad shape, ain't we? But he's shaking his head. The prescription, we're going to go through chapter 3 and 4. We're going to do it quickly. There's a lot of points. I think we can make them. Here we go. Number one, here's how you do it. Set your what? On Jesus Christ. Listen, if you get you a girlfriend and she believes some false religion, how about keep your love on Jesus? How about that? How about that? Say, I can't tell you the number of people. They're in a solid church. They meet Miss Sweetie, whatever. Then they're off on some crazy church. What, are you kidding me? Yeah, but I love her. How about love her your way? Back to the truth. Amen. Say, somebody talk to me. Set your love on Jesus. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things what? Not on things on this earth. For you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who's our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. Keep your focus on Jesus. Number one, set your love. Fix your love on Jesus. It's all about who? Him. But wait a minute. But it's, you know, this sounds good. Whoa, it's all about Him. Number two, put off the old man. Put on the new man. We're just reading the book of Colossians. How do I fight heresy? Put off the old man and put on the new man. This new man is a new man of faith. This new man is the one that's believed in Jesus. Don't let the old man get crawled back on you again. You understand? Okay, keep your faith in Jesus. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Things like this, fornication. You know why people often turn from their faith? It's not because the faith isn't good enough. It's not because the word didn't sound enough. It ain't because Jesus didn't do enough. It's because we're screwed up. We're wanting to do what we want to do. You listening? Yes or no? And we find something that lets us do that. Y'all hearing me? Okay. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, for which thing's sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked some time when you lived in them. But now, you also put off all of these, anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communication out of your mouth. Don't lie to one another, seeing you put off the old man and his what? Deeds. You want to fight heresy? I thought it was about that. No, it's a lot of it's about you. If you want to fight heresy and fight heretical teaching and stay steady for God and not get shipwrecked in your Christian life, it's going to be on you making some decisions. Amen. And you put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. You're creating His image. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering. It's amazing. Putting on the new man, putting off the old man, how that will help you steady in your life to fight Satan's tactics. Amen? Stay steady. Prescription for heresy. Number three, we're just going to walk down through the list. Say that with me. Fighting heresy, rejecting heresy, false teaching of the devil. How do I do that? Number three, respect God's people. Just reading through here. Forbearing one another. Forgiving one. Have you ever heard of a Christian getting out of shape or not in church anymore because they had an out with another believer? Can I see your hand if you ever heard of that? Say, are you kidding me? Yeah, but they. Did Jesus do that to you? Mm-mm. Yeah, but he, but they, but she, but. My relations with people, pretty important for my faith and my walk. You understand? No, I'm going to get bitter. I'm going to get angry. No. Forbearing one another. What's this one? Forgiving one. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so ought you also to what? Forgive. And above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness or the bond of maturity. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which you're called in one body, and be thankful. So often we don't have peace in our heart. It can be because of relationships with people. Are y'all hearing me this morning? And therefore, I don't have the peace. And Satan, boy, he can really come in there and he can see that and he can pull us astray. Yes or no? Absolutely, guys. I have a rule here. You might not like my rule. Here's my rule at fellowship. I don't want to worship and serve the Lord with people I don't get along with. Me neither. Thank you. That's two of us in the room. Why should I have to get up every week on Sunday and serve and worship with people that don't like me? Here's what I say. If you don't like me, leave. Does everybody like everybody all the time? Say, no. Come on, guys. Can we live in the real world back on planet Earth here? But I don't want to be with old, yeah, old Sister So-and-so, she hates your guts. Well, I hope Sister So-and-so. Because I want to be happy in the Lord. Can I be happy, say? Doesn't mean I don't care. Doesn't mean I won't go talk. Doesn't mean I won't try to work it out. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, is that okay? You might say, Pastor, that's mean. No, that's Bible. For me to have the peace of God, for me to stay steady in my Christian walk, for me to stay steady in my life, I want to be able to love on people and get along with folk. Yeah, does that make any sense to anybody other than me? Pastor Lindo, does that make sense to you? Well, it might not make sense to you, but your wife sure liked it. You know why it don't make as good a sense to him? Because he's nicer than me. Here we go. So forbear one another, forgive one another, love one another, be it what? One another. Work with one another. Now, I like doing that. I want to do that, guys. Be thankful for one another. But the point is, this ought to be a place, especially when we're serving the Lord, we can serve the Lord together in happiness and walk together. Unless two be agreed, they can't what the Bible says? Walk together. Is that what the Bible says? Absolutely. You see what I'm saying? If we want to get something done for Jesus, we got to keep that in mind because Satan will come in and he'll use that and he'll get you off here. He'll get me over here somewhere. You understand? It's very important. How we doing? Time. Here we go. Number four. Let the words of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in what? And what? and spiritual songs, singing with what? Grace in your heart. You might say, why do y'all have church like y'all do? Why do you do what you do? It's just part of it. Amen? It's good to sing and to sing some songs and pray together and praise the Lord together. I mean, it's just part of what we do and the Word of God being taught with us. Amen? It's not just for Sunday. It's all week long. But just think about it today a little bit. The prescription. Do what you do, number five, for the what? You ever heard of anybody getting bent out of shape, getting away from God, not serving Jesus anymore because they did something and somebody didn't give them the credit for it? Say, but I gave such and he didn't do such and whatever. You know, I did this and you know what? I made that special pie and it was the best pie ever. Nobody even told me they liked it. Now watch out. If you make a bad pie and I eat it, I'm going to tell you. I'm helping you, though. I'm helping you. You don't understand. I'm here to help you, man. Don't make that pie if you're going somewhere special. Yeah, I'm sorry. Come on. Y'all are terrible. What serve you do? Now, Pastor, you would eat the old nasty pie, wouldn't you? Whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Are you all right this morning? I'm a mess today. I should have slept longer. Here we go. Number six, prescription for heresy. Staying faithful, staying steady in your Christian walk. Love your what? Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fit in the Lord. And husbands, love your wives. And don't be what? Bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing in the Lord. Fathers, don't provoke your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. You mean my walk with God has something to do with my family life? Absolutely. Are you kidding me? If mama ain't happy, ain't nothing to drive you to false religion faster than when mama ain't happy. You hearing me? Love on your family. That's part of our faith. Amen? Say. What happens when you're not loved? Then just quit serving Jesus. Just quit serving Jesus and become some false religionist. Is that what the Bible says? Uh-uh. Keep serving the one who loves you and he'll never quit loving you. Amen? The way, the truth, the life, Jesus. Keep loving him. And guess what? Pretty good chance. There'd be somebody else come along and love you. You hearing me? Yes or no? Are you hearing me? Do the right thing. Love your family. Love your kids. That's just part of it. Number seven, work your job. Are you kidding me? I thought just heresy was me knowing my Bible. I would just read my Bible and I just know my Bible. This has a whole lot to do with all of who you are. Because we just ain't all huddled together on Sunday morning. Life goes on with family and work and people and all this stuff's happening out here. And Satan just doesn't work in here on this hour. He's out there getting us all the time. You listening? So work your job as unto the servants, obeying all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it what? As unto the Lord and not unto who? Can you believe that? One of the ways to keep you steady for Jesus is when you're on the job, you work hard on the job for the Lord. You keep Him in your mind. I have this job. I'm going to do a good job because anything I have is from Him. And I'm going to work hard. I'm going to do a good job. Did you know being focused? But no, I'm going to fuss about them. I'm going to talk about them. You know what? If I was your boss, I'd fire you. I'd find somebody who would want to work. Say yes or no. Yeah! What's wrong with that? I've been reading a book on the 60 top companies, some of the 60 top companies in the world. And one thing that they do to build a great company, if somebody says, I want to be somebody or I want to be over somebody, then they say, go somewhere else. If you want to be here in our company, big, huge companies that are successful, then it's about you helping us do something that's not you. It's about something bigger here. It's about us. It's about all of us working together, not just you. Amen. Say. So when you're at work, thank the Lord. Be a part of that team. Let the Lord, you know, just show gratefulness and working hard. That's what the Bible seems to say here. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall what? You're going to receive the reward of an inheritance for, as you serve the what? As you serve the Lord. Did you mean if I'm working my job, I'm serving the Lord? Sure you are. How many have ever had an influence on somebody at your job for the Lord? Can I see your hand? Amen. How many ever had an influence on somebody for the Lord at your job because it was a tough situation and you did it with grace? Let me see your hand. About four of you. No, there was a lot more. There was a lot more. See what I'm saying? We're almost done. We're late. Are we close, Raj? But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. So don't think because you're a believer, somehow, you're going to get off the hook, especially if you work for a Christian boss. Amen? I hate to say it, but in my experience, over the many, many years of talking with many people, pastors, Christian school workers, etc., a lot of times we work in Christian service and we take advantage, honestly. And we couldn't get a job at Walmart. Their practices are higher and more standards than the church. You listening? That's tough, isn't it? Tough talk today. Come on. Obey. Be sincere. Work hard. Do it for the Lord. You mean that is all part of my job? Yeah. That helps keep you straight in your serving Jesus. Pray continually with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us, that God would open up unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I'm in bond. So prayer that prescription. Walk the walk and say it with me. Talk the talk. When we're not sincerely walking and living for the Lord, don't be surprised if you're not adrift. The game playing will come to an end one day, you'll see. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Walk the walk, talk the talk. The prescription for heresy. Skip that. How are we doing? That's it. Amen. Do you have the vaccine? Say. Did you hear a lot today, yes or no? Was it a little weird? Now listen, when you think about how to fight heresy, that seemed a little strange, what I heard today. And what I'm saying is, it's just not you knowing more. You understand? It's just not you knowing all about all these other religions. You know, you might not know all the other religions in the world and all the other philosophies and all these teachings so that you can fight it. A lot of it has to do with just you and your faith and how you live and you staying steady for the Lord. Did that make sense? From people to family to your job to when people treat you wrong. All of this, Satan can use every one of those things to get you sideways. Is that what we learned today? I think that's what we learned. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have a great Word, Lord. That's a great Word for our hearts.